Hello, and thanks for joining in on today's Daily Devotion. Today is Saturday, December 5th, the seventh day of the Hebraic week. And everybody says, Amen. Our verses today are Proverbs chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. You know, sin always looks good. From the time in the garden with Eve and the serpent to modern day, sin has and always will look good. That's what makes it so tempting. If it didn't look good, who would want it? If it didn't look like it would bring satisfaction or pleasure, why would anyone pursue it? And if it didn't bring satisfaction the first time someone fell to it, why would they be tempted by it again? So yes, sin does have pleasure, but it's temporary and only pleases our earthly nature, the flesh. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. Don't be deceived by sin. Sin can creep into your life, and the next thing you know, you're making excuses and defending that sin, and even trying to justify it. If not to others, you may find that you may justify it to yourself. Thus, the warning we have in Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. It's the pleasure of sin that deceives us. It makes us think that it can't be bad. But the pleasure of sin is short-lived. That's why so many keep going back to it over and over again. Moses refused that time of pleasure before being called to lead Yahweh's people. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. Think about what Yahweh could do if everyone chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. Do you have sin in your life that you hold on to because it makes you feel good in some way? Remember, sin only hardens your heart through its deceitfulness. Let this be a focus in your time of meditation throughout the day. Until tomorrow, Shalom.